This is KERA News. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley. Energized from March for Our Lives rallies across the nation, thousands of teens say they're ready to stay active, working for tougher gun laws. The demonstrations this weekend were inspired by high school students in Parkland, Florida, survivors of the Valentine's Day shooting where 17 people died. Right now, we're going to take you to four of this weekend's marches in Texas. We start in Dallas, where KERA's Bill Ziebel captured voices and views from both sides of the gun debate.
This is what democracy looks like.
A raucous, energized crowd Saturday swelled into the thousands in front of Dallas City Hall. Children and their parents, teachers and community members, all demanding what they call common sense gun laws, like tougher background checks and an end to high capacity magazines. 11-year-old fifth grader Audrey Ditzler came from Denton.
We always do lockdown drills more frequently than usual. They tell you if anyone comes into the school with a gun to get down, and if they shoot at you, get under the desk.
Audrey says that doesn't make her feel safer. It scares her. She came with her grandfather, Mike Lavelle. He backs the Second Amendment, and he's owned and fired guns.
We have background checks, but we have loopholes that need to be closed. The bump stocks need to be illegal.
A little after 1 p.m., the crowd began a half-mile march onto Dallas streets.
1, 2, 3, go!
Brett Shearer watched from the sidewalk. He was in town for a convention and praised the marchers for their unity, but he disagreed with their message.
You have a lot of people saying, screw the NRA. The NRA has nothing to do with gun violence or guns themselves. The NRA just helps protect the rights.
Once back at City Hall, marchers heard speakers like Leontay Dean, who borrowed a famous theme from Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream that our students can walk into schools and not have a fear about getting shot.
And that was just in Dallas.
I have a dream.
Heather Claiborne has the scene from Abilene.
More than 300 Abilenians rallied at City Hall Saturday, while two blocks away, the city's convention center hosted a gun show. Marchers carried signs reading things like, arm teachers with resources, not guns.
I'm horrified by what's going on. And the interesting thing is I own a gun.
Linda Strother is licensed to carry her 9mm in the state of Texas.
But there has to be some kind of legislation that has to stop AKs and all those.
She says Congress needs to do more to prevent school shootings.
I am not against guns. I'm against killing children. I'm against weapons that we don't need on the street.
One of the march organizers, Abilene High School sophomore Rhiannon Mathis, says she's already thinking about what's next.
Students that I've talked to are so ready to get up and lead and stand up for themselves. There's another walkout happening in April, and so that's my next project.
Mathis says so far, school administrators seem to support the students' efforts. Now with a view from Far West Texas, here's Marfa Public Radio's Sally Beauvais.
Marfa fourth grader Louise Culbertson organized this march with her friends.
When I heard the news that 17 students died from the Florida school, and I heard that so many people were marching, I wanted to march here to support them.
It's a short walk from the Pink Presidio County Courthouse down the block to Marfa's school campus. More than 150 community members from across the region, including 30 students, made that trek. Both Louise and her friend Delia Jones acknowledge that guns are a regular part of life for many rural Texans, especially when it comes to protecting livestock.
Shotguns, you know, it's one bullet and then, you know, reload. It's not automatically 25 just to kill a skunk.
School shootings aren't unfamiliar in the area. In 2016, a high school student in the neighboring town of Alpine shot herself and injured one other. 9-year-old Eden McHugh was in school that day.
It was full lockdown. We couldn't see what was going on. And a lot of kids were fooling around like, this is just a drill. No, it was really scary.
Marfa High School junior Ana Guerra is worried violence in school is being normalized. She moved here from Mexico when she was 13.
The shootings that happened when I was in Mexico were outside school. They never affect our school. And here it's something that you are fearing every day.
Guerra says she was expecting to feel safer in the U.S. Protesters also gathered closer to the border in El Paso. That's where Mallory Falk was on Saturday.
It was a really windy day here, like wind advisory windy. But that didn't stop hundreds of protesters from gathering in downtown El Paso. 16-year-old Rachel Landis echoed many students' desire to just feel safe.
I shouldn't go to school and feel threatened and have, like, panic in my stomach.
She says there isn't a lot of gun violence in El Paso, but since the shooting in Parkland, there have been threats at her school. So many, says fellow classmate Graciela Blandon, that students aren't allowed to carry backpacks anymore. The rally included a live musical performance and a special guest speaker, El Paso native and Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke.
This should be the state that leads the country in ensuring that while we protect the Second Amendment and the rights that we enjoy there, that we also protect the lives of the people in our lives.
Protester Raul Amaya was surprised by the large turnout.
It's amazing because this is a very passive community.
A handful of counter-protesters hung to the side, some with AR-15s slung across their chests. 18-year-old Giovanni Muella agrees gun violence is a problem, but doesn't think new gun restrictions are the solution.
Me personally, most people wouldn't agree with me, but I'd say either arm teachers.
Add more security, or he says, let students themselves carry guns. For the Texas Standard, I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.